Joining us from Gleaners Food Bank is Sarah Estelle, the Senior Director of Strategic Communications. Sarah, I understand, like a lot of places, the Omicron variant is affecting really everything, and it's really dealt you guys a blow at Gleaners Food Bank. Tell us about a bit of the struggles that you're going through right now.
Thanks, John. Gleaners relies on a loyal group of volunteers to help us get done what we need to do. Last year, we had over 13,000 volunteers in, and they do everything from packing meal boxes to sorting food to serving our neighbors directly. Omicron has really put us in a pinch because it seems to be so widespread that it's affecting a lot of families, a lot of households, and we're seeing increasing cancellations from volunteers who've signed up for shifts, but now maybe they're quarantining, waiting for test results. They're home with kids whose schools have gone to e-learning for a couple of days. Whatever reason, it seems to be so pervasive that it's really putting us in as much of a bind as we've been in since probably the start of the pandemic.
So where do you guys really need people to fill in? What are you really looking for right now then?
Our most critical need right now is for people to come in and help us pack boxes for our home delivery service. Those boxes go to people who are homebound, lack transportation, and now those numbers also, thank you, Omicron, are going up as people are isolating or quarantining, you know, waiting for those test results, or you're just not sure if they should be out and about. So we're getting increasing calls for that as well.
All right. And I understand there's 2 days you've listed as very important that you'll need help on, January 14th and January 28th. Why those 2 days?
Those are the days that we typically pack those home delivery boxes. So we have two shifts on each day, a morning shift and an afternoon. Those morning shifts are where we've seen the cancellations from our groups mostly. So we're really asking people to pick one of those shifts and come in and help us pack. If we can get full shifts both those days, we can hopefully get a little bit ahead of the game and have some of the non-perishable boxes in reserve so that we don't have such a crunch.
All right. If people want to get involved and volunteer, how do they do that?
They go straight to our website. They can go to gleaners.org/volunteer and find a shift that works for them and sign up. We have needs across the board, not just for those 2 days. So if those days don't work for you, don't think that you can't do something to help us serve. You can. So if you are one of the fortunate ones like me that Omicron has not affected you and your family yet, please come out and help us take care of those neighbors who are struggling right now.
All right, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Thanks so much, John. We appreciate it.
All right, Sarah Estelle with Gleaners Food Bank. Sarah, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.